Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 4th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, sitting in front of our home computer today, and desiring to share a message in our ministry called Daily Encouragement Net that will encourage. And actually, today's message is a little bit different, but we feel quite needed. It's based, we feel, on the scriptures, and it's titled, Being Hated. And listen as Brooksine reads a selection of verses from Luke 21:17, John 15:18-19, and 1 John 3:13.
All men will hate you because of me. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
A while back, I read an editorial cartoon from a newspaper. In the first panel, the cartoon showed a thoughtful, respectful-looking man in a suit pondering with this caption. It's a central question in the abortion debate. When does life begin? At conception? At birth? The next panel shows the same man dressed in camouflage, as a wild-eyed sniper, smirking, I know when it ends. He is wearing buttons that declare, I love life and right to snipe. Now, there's another cheap shot from the secularized viewpoint to characterize the view of Christians as violent extremists, which I earnestly believe will contribute to persecution for the believer in the coming days.
It wasn't that long ago that a popular entertainer said, radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical ism. Now, that's an astonishing statement, and it's been repeated often by others in the media. It is one more indication of the direction our culture is headed and the world's increasingly hateful attitude toward followers of Christ.
Well, I am quite certain that both Brooksine and myself would be considered a radical Christian by those who made the above statement. And really, that's just fine by us. Indeed, I am a radical Christian in the sense of commitment, seriousness, and being sold out to the cause of Christ. I take the words of my Lord and the Bible seriously and seek to obey them. Actually, I really don't think I'm nearly as radical as I should be based upon what I read in the New Testament and the complete surrender to Christ that we are called to make. In complete honesty, I'm still holding on to the world more than I should. I'm certainly not as radical as scores of my dedicated brothers and sisters in other parts of the world who are really paying a price for following Christ and are experiencing the hatred of the world. So many are beaten, imprisoned, and even killed for their faith.
Our first daily text is a statement made by our Lord Jesus Christ in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. Have you ever thought much about it? Actually, we've lived most of our lives during a time of religious freedom and forbearance. Few reading or listening to us today actually know what it means to be hated by the world, and yet that scripture says that all men will hate me, hate you because of me, Jesus said. And actually, we see that rapidly changing today, and it's increasing in our world.
It sure is. Well, I don't want to be hated. I want to be loved and accepted by everyone, or at least as many as possible. I certainly seek to not intentionally offend, but I also want to be true to my call in faithfully proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ to a dying world and upholding biblical standards of morality. In the second daily text, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples just prior to his death. These final instructions in John's Gospel are among the most familiar portions of God's Word. Many of us who have followed Christ for any length of time, have memorized some of these passages. This portion is a sea of red in any red-letter reference Bible. Of course, these are Bibles that place the words of Christ in red type.
Dominant culture shows an increasing disdain for Jesus Christ and his serious followers. This expression of our Christian faith is increasingly being called radical and perceived as dangerous by the world system. One distressing area of accommodation in which we see this is when religious people, perhaps even those with a Christian background, seek to find acceptance with the world and avoid offense by eliminating what seems to be the greatest source of offense, the name of Jesus Christ. Join us today in boldly and unashamedly proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. And as we do so, quite frankly, we must prepare to be increasingly hated.
Our believing brothers and sisters in many other countries know what it means to be hated, and many have suffered great persecutions or given their lives for Christ. In both Matthew and Mark, the above statement is followed with the promise, though, that he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Are we prepared to be hated by the world? And are we prepared to stand firm to the end?
Let's pray together. Father, you know the spiritual pulse of our hearts. The allurement to go with the popular and trendy way of thinking is ever before us. This is especially true since we're barraged with these kinds of messages every day. Some of our listeners are subjected daily to these same messages in their own families. Help us to be intentional in taking a bold stand as we go against the waves of humanism and false religious systems. May our love and devotion to you rise up and overtake any fear or intimidation that would paralyze our witness in settings where your name is not revered. We love you, Jesus. And since we no longer belong to this world, we will never find a comfortable place here. Give us grace and endurance to be a faithful witness in this world, even when hated and maligned by others. Amen.
Amen. A message that may increasingly be needed in the coming days for those of us that want to stand firm. Thanks for joining us today. We again are Stephen and Brooks Heath. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, November 4th, 2009. As typical, we do have some photos on the site today and some additional resources, including some songs. We welcome you to visit our site for these resources. And thanks for joining us. May God help you and me to stand firm to the end.